I'm going to ask if you're a mother, if you would just stand up. We don't want to embarrass you, but we want to honor every one of you. Y'all give these beautiful moms a great hand. Come on. Oh, I got to hear it better than this. This is your mama. And I want to pray. You know, y'all keep on standing for just a second. Listen, hold fast. If there's one thing a mother can do, is she can hold fast. And I just want to pray on this beautiful day. I want to thank all of y'all because I want to show you how important you are. I want everybody to raise their hand that arrived here through a mother. Okay, see, this is how universal you are, okay? And so let's just pray for just a moment. Lord Jesus, I thank you for all the people that are here. And I thank you that moms are a part of who we are. And God, I thank you for teaching who you are through these mothers. So on this day that they are recognized, may they be blessed and may they be lifted up. And most of all, I pray for their children. I pray for their children. That their children may be everything you've made them to be. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, y'all may be seated. Appreciate you, mamas. We're going to go to a mother who had a characteristic that I hope every one of us get a hold of. How many of y'all realize this? God's dedicated to the human cause. I'm kind of glad about it. Anybody else glad about that? God is dedicated to the human cause. What do you think? Not only is God dedicated to the spiritual cause of heaven and an eternal cause, God is dedicated to the human cause. Anybody hearing what I'm saying today? That God involves Himself in everyday affairs. How many of y'all glad to know that? That God will get with you. How many of y'all realize this? God knows gas prices are going up. And guess what? And He hadn't changed His mind about loving you whatsoever. He hadn't changed His mind about loving you whatsoever. Now listen, I really think we learned some things today from this mama named Hannah. And I pray that both male and female will embrace these things. And I thank you so much that you moms are ready to move with life. This is one thing I know about a mama. They always want to bring life. Amen? Amen. In fact, if you go back and you look in the ancient language of Hebrew, the word ish is the word that we get Eve derived from, which means life giver. And there's one of the things about a mama, man, she will always push for life. And I tell you something else I like about mamas. They stay around. How many of y'all have noticed? Mama stay with you. Huh? No matter what, mama be there. Mom, most of the time, who's down at the courthouse? Come on, hey, I'm giving you real life observation here, huh? Who's down at the courthouse? Mamas, you'll go, hey, he didn't mean to kill all those people. He really didn't. He's a good boy at heart. Huh? How many of y'all have seen that? You know what I love about my mama? She knows I did it, but she wants me to get better. Hey, how many of y'all got a mama like that? She's stay with me, and we're going to talk about it today. Go with me to 1 Samuel. And the first thing I want you to reckon with today is this, because a lot of us need to thank our mothers. We need to thank our mothers. I'm very privileged in life, and I consider myself very privileged. My parents are very faithful parents to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I read this scripture, for you ought to know a little bit about my background, I'm an adopted child. I was conceived in my mother's heart, not in my mother's womb. And for me, I have a little bit different angle. I think all this biology stuff is way overrated. I know a lot of people that have had a child but have never mothered a child or never fathered a child. And people ask me, well, do you know who your mother is? I said, yeah, she mothered me. And I know who my father is. They fathered me. That's not a biological exercise. That's a decision of how you're going to bring up children. It's a dedication decision. Hannah wanted a child real bad. She couldn't have a child. She couldn't have a child. Now we're in a different cultural moment of time, and back then, there you could have more than one wife. I don't know why you'd want to, but you could. You know, I got to thinking about this. I'll go back and read in the Old Testament, and I can barely handle one. I don't know about you, brothers, but one's enough for me. But what about the rest of y'all? One's enough. And I get it. And now listen, I'm not talking about one after another. I'm talking about they'd have two or three at the same time. Now y'all think about this for a minute. That's three Mother's Day presents. That's three more birthday presents. That's three more Christmas presents. Man, it go broke. Solomon, he had like 613 wives, something like that. I may be missing a couple. And they said he's a man of wisdom. I question that, brother. 613, can you imagine all them going off on you at the same time? And I just know how I live. It's bad enough when I got one woman coming after me like that. 600 plus women at the same time. A choir of preaching. But anyway, had more than one wife. And Hannah, her sister wife or her counter wife, she was able to have children, and Hannah could not. And like a lot of people do, you know, when you can't do something they can do, they chide you about it. And this woman, not that y'all have ever seen this, but this woman was cruel to her fellow sister. Have y'all ever seen women be cruel to each other? Man, I told y'all this before. There ain't nothing crueler than seventh grade cruel of females. I mean, they're the most dangerous characters in about that. I mean, just getting fights. I mean, gang wars, you know. I mean, it's crazy. Anyway, Hannah was under this undue pressure. She could not bring life, and she wanted to bring life. Now, I want to start there. Mama's got to have a desire to bring what? Life. Who else has a desire to bring life? Jesus. You got it. You got it, Susan. Jesus desires to bring what? Life. And what does Hannah want to bring? Life. She's dedicated to life. I want to start there. Number one, mothers are dedicated to living. And moms, I want to thank you. And if you're not a mom that's dedicated into life, hey, this is a great day to say, you know what? I'm going to dedicate. I want my children to live. I want my children to be everything God made them to be. Can you imagine what would happen in this church if we got a group of mothers together and they say, we're going to pray with such intensity that God brings forth everything my child's created to be? I bet it would happen. Because guess what? You cannot stop a praying woman. Amen. Mr. Tooley, I know you're a very high-ranking military official. But you can't stop a praying woman. Amen. The U.S. Army, the U.S. Armed Forces in totality has not created a weapon to stop a praying woman. You don't believe me? Who comes after you when something happens to their children? Absolutely. When I coach, I don't worry about dads coming to a field. You know why? A dad come talk to you, a dad will be reasonable unless he's a sissy. Now, I'm telling you, that's who y'all knows how sissy males, they can get act like that. But mom come after you, watch mom say, I want to know, coach, why my child isn't playing. You better be careful. Because since mom is a life giver, she giveth, but she also can take it away. So you got to be careful when you, huh? I mean, one time I was in the Smoky Mountains backpacking in the Smoky Mountains, and we got attacked by a bear. It's a true story, not a preacher story. True story. And the bear went off, chased us, and I thought, here I am, 14 years old, I'd already done some bad things. I'm up on a tree pleading with God. If you let me live, I promise I won't smoke another cigarette. I mean, I tell him everything I've done, you know. Lord, I've lusted. I mean, I let it all out on that tree because I knew that bear was going to eat me. Because let me tell you what that bear was. That bear was a mama bear. And we crossed the path of her. Man, you get between a mama and her cubs, I don't care what the species is. Death is ineligible. I mean, it's a possibility. Ineligible. You know? You ready? Here we go. And I want you to look. Hannah prayed. Moms, pray expecting God to do something. She meets a priest named Eli. She's praying outside the temple with such fervor that Eli thinks she's drunk. He says, woman, how dare you be drunk outside the temple? And she said, sir, I'm not drunk. My heart anguishes to bring forth a child. Can you imagine if the church prayed with such intensity they thought we were drunk? They hadn't accused the church of being drunk in about 2,000 years. You know, that we have such passion, such intensity. They said, what's causing this? It's the Spirit of God. Mom, let me tell you what. Dedicate yourself to prayer. So I want to talk about that dedication. Hannah was dedicated in prayer. And guess what she asked God for? She asked God for a child. And guess what Eli did? Eli passed by and said, whatever you ask in God for, may God have favor on you and may He grant you what you ask for. Amen. Here's the second characteristic she had. She was faithfully involved with God. How many of y'all know what it means to be faithful? Now, what is it? Okay, about six of you? That's all right. Hey, this is not a big word in America. This is not something we understand. We don't understand faithfulness. We understand fickleness. We're a fickle group of people. We'll follow until it costs us something. What faithful people do, they follow till it happens. It's kind of like I told you all this. Marriage, Elizabeth stayed with me till I started making it right. She said, I'm going to stay with you. What I'm going to do, I'm going to stay with you the rest of your life. So it's not about me staying. It's about you straightening it up. That's called faithfulness. How many of y'all realize mama's going to stay with their kids to the end? Faithfulness means I'm going to stay with you to the end. Now watch, this is a characteristic we don't see much of. In fact, it messes with people in America. In fact, people in America, when they meet faithful people, they think they're politically incorrect. And we are, because guess what faithful people do? They don't change with the wind. Unfaithful people, they always change with ever here and there and yonder. Amen? That's kind of southern there. Did you northerners get that? Here and there and yonder. That means they just jump around at everything that comes about. Make sense? Now we better tighten up, because guess what? This is the land we live in. We live in a land of fickle people, and God's calling all of us to be what? Faithful people. How many of y'all are fickle? Like this one day, don't like this next day. Eventually, if you're adult, you need to decide what you like. And you need to be committed to it. Faithfulness. Now Hannah is faithful to God, and God does exactly what she says. And then guess what? I want to give you the third thing that Hannah had, because I hope you all get this in your lives. Moms, you want to see your children accelerate? Get dedicated to God. How many of you parents are more concerned about the little peewee trophy that your children get for participation? Which is a hoax in itself. Yeah, parents be totally dedicated, spend all kinds of money. Watch this. Parents go spend all kinds of money to send their kids to sports camp, but then they'll miss a camp where you're going to focus on Jesus for 5 days, because that's less important than your child receiving a plastic trophy that gives them credit for participating. And we wonder why we're messed up now. Let me tell you my opinion where it started. When we started handing out participation trophies. Because you know what we told people? You can stink and still get rewarded. Kyle Stoudy, it's going to blow you away. You ready for this? Hold on, your mind is being educated down there at Ole Miss. Good Southern education. Look at this. It's going to blow you away. Your daddy's the same thing. I don't know if it happened to your daddy, but he remembers this, don't you, Randy? Because you're old like me. I remember in Little League when you had to make the team. And not only did they not give you a little plastic participation trophy, they cut you and didn't let you play if you weren't good enough in the first place. And we all became an emotionally scarred generation. You know what we learned? That there was sacrifice, there was dedication, there was an absolute, there was some energy to be a part of something. You know what we all think today? All we got to do is show up and it'll happen. You know what a lot of mothers think today? All they got to do is get pregnant to be a mother. That in no way qualifies you to be a mother. That means you're biologically functional. You got to start having a heart like Hannah to be a mother. I want to dedicate my children to the Lord. How many mamas we got like that in the house? You get some mamas like that in the house. People ask me all the time, people that really know me well. They say, Ayers, how did your children turn out like they did? I said, Mama. I said, if I raised my kids, they'd have been in jail. But my mother, my wife, their mother did what? She said, I'm going to step up to the dedication of the Lord. How many of y'all realize when mama step up and when daddy step up and when parents step up and when you step up in dedication, something great's going to happen? Now, when you get dedicated, you get faithful that God will come through. And when you get faithful, you got to do something else. Here's another rare word in the 21st century. You ready for this? Truthful. Amen. Now, I'm going to show you what happens. Dedication, faithfulness, truthfulness. Mama, bring it. I'm going to be dedicated to the Lord. I'm going to be faithful to His cause. And I'm going to be truthful to His principles. Now guess what Hannah did? She did exactly what she said she's going to do. Look at verse 24. After he was weaned, I'm not going to stay on this very long, but I think it's important. Mama, wean your children. You got to wean them. That means this. After they get an education and they get an opportunity, let me translate this for you. No more money. That's called weaning. And you say, what if they can't eat? They'll learn to work. See, that's a hang-up we got. Everybody, watch this. I'm going to stay on this. Because I got the solution, apparently, to America's problem. They're worried about everybody being on the dole. Take them off and we'll have a mass healing coast to coast. You wouldn't believe how many disabled people we'd find able if they were starving. So now go, I'll tell you what, that McDonald's job looks good because at least I can get a couple of fries on the side. And see, that's the way the rest of the world lives. In America, here's what we're really saying. And I hope y'all don't buy into this because this is wrong. It is not anybody's responsibility to bring you into a middle class lifestyle except yours. And so, now don't clap, just listen. If you're not dedicated, you're not faithful, and you're not truthful, don't expect much, and you'll be happy. Parents, if all you're going to do is give your kids soccer, then don't expect them to hold true to God through college. Don't expect to harvest what you have not planted. Well, that got the room quiet. But Pastor Eric, I can't violate what God said in Galatians. And he put a principle in activity. He said, a man soweth what he... a man reaps what he... See, I was about to be American. A man reaps what he doesn't sow. That's called what we get into. I'm going to tell you what really happens. A man reaps. Oh, by the way, a woman does too. What they what? Sowed. Let's see what Hannah sowed. She sowed dedication unto God. She sowed faithfulness unto God. She sowed truthfulness unto God. And she brings her child before the priest. Look what she says. After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephod of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh, the temple. What do you think about that? Watch this. She brought her offering and her offering. She said, Lord, you gave me this son. I'm going to dedicate him to you. And I'm also bringing my offering to you because you know what? Watch this. I want to help y'all. A lot of y'all pray, but you don't give. And that's why your prayers never get answered. I believe it, Cheryl. I don't think God listens too much to an untithing prayer. How do you pray with dedication if you're automatically unfaithful? See, watch it, I know I'm frying y'all's minds as Americans. Because you all really do believe God is one great exemption clause. In here, because listen, and that's okay because a bunch of sissy preachers led you that way. They really did. They told you it'd be all right for you to be unfaithful and you can expect the great blessings of God. I want you to know Hannah was blessed because Hannah became determined that God was greater than what she saw in front of her. And she operated in practicality in that way. She brought the bull, the ephod of flour, and the wine skins, the skin of wine, because she said, listen, what? Here's my offering and here's my son. How many of y'all ever come into church and say, hey, here's my offering and here's my children? God, I believe in what you can do. How many of y'all believe God can do something greater in you than you can create your own self? Hannah, believe this stuff. Debbie, look what she did. Getting crazy. Debbie, look what she did here. Then she blew old Eli away. When they had slaughtered the bull after worship. So what's the first thing Hannah did when she got there? Worship. Watch this. Dedicated, faithful, and what else? Thank you. We got one person listening out of 1,000 or so today. Dedicated. Let me go over this one more time. Faithful. Truthful. Say this word with me. Truth. I know that's hard. Y'all been watching the news. You don't see any of it there. Watch. Truth. Truth. How many of y'all believe this? If you live under a con job, you'll get a con job consequence. What do you think? Yeah, because guess what? Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says the truth will set you free. Now, how many of us live with something false expecting something true? We got to get to the truth. Here's the truth. Hannah wants to see life brought forth. She wants to see life explode. And Hannah brings the bull and the ephod of flour and the skin of wine. And she says, Eli, you don't even know who this is. Let me tell you who this is. This is Samuel. Look, when they had slaughtered the bull, when they had worshipped, she said to him, as surely as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. And I prayed for this child. And the Lord has granted me what I ask of Him. Mama, how many of y'all realize God will grant what you ask of Him? Why? She wanted this child to be dedicated to who? The Lord. Mom, there's one prayer. I want you to have this prayer. This is your Mother's Day gift, all right? You ready? From God, not from Pastor Steve, from God. So now I give him to the Lord. How many of y'all glad to know your children need to be given to the Lord? How many of you mamas have said, now I give them to the Lord? Mama, you know you've given them to the Lord. I am a consequence of a praying mama. You know what my mama did? She prayed me into her house. She prayed me into the arms of the Lord. She prayed me out of the house. She prayed Elizabeth into my life. I'd be a little kid and she'd be, dear God, send him the woman he needs. Guess what God did? I'm not, when my mama prays, she prays. I've never heard my mama pray like this. God is good. God is great. Dear God, who holds the universe? Ooh. Huh? She's calling on something she's dedicated to. She's calling on something she's faithful to. And she's calling on something she's truthful in. I'm not kidding you. I remember a night that I was out, Bradley Rice, probably doing some non-sanctioned Sunday school activities. I came back in the house. How many of y'all have ever had your mama look at you? And it's the look. They don't say anything, but they know. I mean, y'all, see, mama got radar on her, amen? Now, daddy's dumber than a rock, but mama got radar on her, right? Your dad be going like this, I hope they're all right. And you know mom, too, mom's got all kinds of skills. Is that not true? Mom's got skills. Because not only is mom a praying mom, she's also the lawyer. Now, I don't know in y'all's house, I make the final call in my house. How many of y'all... Listen, man, let me help you out. Some of you young men, you got to be the final call. Because you're the man. I didn't say you're going to be the dictator, but you got to be the final call. And if you're not the final call, you're going to have a messed up house. And the only people that are offended are all y'all that are living up in a messed up house because your man ain't got enough man to make the call. Hey, listen, I ain't never seen anywhere in the Bible that said God said, oh, sissies, raise up in the name of Jesus. I haven't found that one place in the Bible. I ain't found that one place in the Bible. He says, oh, men of Israel, raise up and know that I am God. Because you know what God knew? He said, if y'all will raise up, you'll finally catch on with what the women are already doing. Now, you won't see something that's unstoppable? Is a man of God with a woman who is dedicated, faithful, truthful, and passionate. It's an unstoppable force. You say, oh, Pastor Steve, you're kidding me. I'll tell you the truth. But we got to make the decision to do these things, yes? We got to make the decision to embrace these moments. And here's what I want you to know. It's not impossible. It's impossible in Christ. It is possible always in Jesus. So moms are like lawyers too. I know in our house, my children, here stands Blake now. He's a young man. I remember when he was a kid, they never went direct to talk to me. If I'd said no, I remember a few months ago I said no to Clacy on some issue. We were fixing to have some kind of major snowstorm and she wanted to go to the movie. That's just the way, that's the way 15-year-old girls do. I said, we're fixing to have a blizzard. I need to go to the movie. So you can be out trapped in a blizzard. Well, I didn't think it's a good idea to be trapped in a blizzard. You know, I think different than I used to. I'm going, why get out there and get your car totaled, get messed up when you don't have to? Right now, we're all home, and it is not an emergency situation. So I thought, to go to the movie in a blizzard. Now, I blame Chris Allen, because he said there's a big blizzard coming in. And I believed him. I know he's at 9:30, but let's go ahead and get on the 11 o'clock tape, too. Now, if Chris had said this, we're going to have snow flurries, I'd have known we were going to have a blizzard. But anyway, Elizabeth apparently called Chris Allen because she came back in and she said, did any of y'all ever get this stuff at the house? I'd already said no. I thought I'd done a good job. I said, no, we're not going. Y'all run around all the time. We're putting the brakes on it. You ever said that, Frank? Yeah. Guess what I got at my house? You can go upstairs and go to the appeals court. And I realized real quick, I'm sure not the Supreme Court. I said, no, I don't think that'd be a good idea. Well, here comes Elizabeth. Now, y'all men know what I'm talking about. She sashayed in to talk to me. Doc, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? If they want something, they sashay. And if you're in trouble, they march. Y'all notice that? Woman come in the room, she'd be like this. Man, you know she knows. If she wants something, they'll... Honey, do you think it'd be okay? I've checked the weather, and the storm's not supposed to be here till after the movie. And of course, I was so amazed that I had married a woman that could look 3 hours into the future and give the precise time that a blizzard would start occurring. And I thought to myself, what a waste. My wife needs to be working for the National Weather Service so she can give out tornado warnings. At 9:42, there will be a tornado in your backyard. Run and hide. Because she got this ability to prophesy blizzards. Guess what I did? I drove to the movie theater. Whole time it's raining. Of course, I'm hearing this. I'm hearing this the whole time. I'm hearing this the whole time. From both of them. Because see, Blake's left me. He went off to college and I've been trapped with two women. I ain't got to... See, you two, I can look at Blake and say, what are you thinking? He'd go, whatever you say, Dad. Because I'd pay him at the end of the week for agreeing with me. You see, now I'm lost. I'm lost. So I'm driving in the rain and they're both going, well, I told you, it's just raining out here. It's not freezing up yet. I said, I wasn't worried about right now. I'm worried about when the blizzard comes. It went on, and guess what? Snow fell. We had a dusting on the road. And the whole time I see Elizabeth over there, but from when I get home, she's sitting in the passenger seat, and she's praying. You know what she's praying for? She's praying that we get home safely, because she knows if we hit one flake and wreck this car, I'm going to be raising holy sand from having to be out in this non-blizzard. You women know that. Amen? Amen. You got this ability. So we work together on this. Amen? Now, moms, I want you to have this gift. I want to tell you, I love every one of you. And I love every one of you in this church. And I love every one of you young mothers. I'm going to tell you, you dedicate your children to the Lord. Amen. Now, parents, I want you to hear me. Here's the era of my generation. Parents dedicated their children to themselves. I see it all the time. My child's done this and my child's done that. Guess what? The worst thing that could happen is my son be like me. I never wanted my son to be like me. And I was so relieved when he called me his first semester in college and I found out he was nothing like me. He passed. I said, praise God, I want you to be what God has called you to be. Because your mama's dedicated herself. Your mama's been faithful to God's cause in your life. Your mama's been truthful, and she runs with passion that you might live. Mamas, look at here. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life, He will be given over to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. This young man was named Samuel. His mama gave him to the Lord. Samuel was the prophet that anointed the first king, Saul. He was the prophet that also anointed the second king. Anybody know his name?
David.
Anybody know what happened through the line of David? King Jesus. Now let me tell you something, I'm finished. There's not a one of us here that has an idea what these children are going to do. Do you think Barack Obama's mama... That rhymes, doesn't it? Barack Obama's mama ever thought, as a single white woman in 1960, that her son would ever be nominated as president of the United States of America? God will take you past your dreams. Do you think John McCain's mama, back in the 1800s, no, it wasn't that long ago. Do you think she ever thought while she was raising Johnny that later on in life he would be the nominee for the president of the United States of America? Never. Now, church, let me tell you. I don't know who the president is here. Wouldn't it be cool to have a president from Bowling Green, Kentucky? Can you imagine the campaign? Hello, I'm from Corvette City. That's all we're known for anywhere else in the world. I know y'all think people know Bowling Green. Ain't nobody knows where Bowling Green is. You know how I tell people where Bowling Green is? We're an hour north of Nashville. And they go, really? Y'all sing country music up there? I said, yeah. Especially on the East Coast. They go, now Bowling Green, that's located where? In Ohio? I said, no, we got a pastor from there. Bowling Green, Kentucky. Man, I don't know what God's for. You know what? I'll tell you what. I hope there's a couple of good cardiologists coming out of here. And you know who probably one of the greatest leaders is in the nation? We don't even know them yet. They're over there right now as these beautiful ladies and some of these great men are watching the two-year-olds. I guarantee you it's the two-year-old right now that's taking apart the room. That everybody's sitting there wondering about. I wonder what jail he'll be in when he grows up. It's going to be that two-year-old that makes a great difference. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Never overlook anybody. And Hillview, I want to thank you all because you know what? I believe you're dedicated. Mamas, I want to thank you today. Do y'all feel the intensity of Hannah here? She took what God had given her and let God use it fully. Now, parents, I want you to ease up. If y'all want participation trophies, all I'm telling you are, you're killing your kids. And watch this. We're very open to socialism in this world right now in the United States of America. And it started 30, 40 years ago where everybody got the same reward for doing different things. Now, that's socialism. You can go look at Russia and see that didn't work out real well. But now I'm going to tell you the truth. There are consequences to every decision in life. And if you want to be unfaithful to God, there's a set of ungodly consequences. And we define those by this description, hell. And it's real as rain. But I got a great God. And I got Jesus who has the same passion as Hannah. You know what Jesus wants you to do? How many of y'all glad to know that Jesus wants you to live? Now listen, today, if you're a person that doesn't know Jesus Christ, I want you to hear Jesus Christ. Guess what He's dedicated to? That you might have life. He looked out at all of us humans, and guess what He realized? No matter how good we are, none of us get to go to heaven. So guess what Jesus did? He said, I'm going to make a way so they can be born. He knew the desires of His Father's heart. He was dedicated. And then Jesus was faithful, wasn't He? He was born here on earth. He walked here on earth. He lived here on earth. He brought life here on earth. Jesus wants us to live. And then you know, Jesus was truthful. He said, I'm going to tell you, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. There's no other way to get to heaven. I'm the way. He was truthful. And guess what Jesus is? He's full of passion that His children might live well in the kingdom of God. Some of y'all looking at me like, Pastor Steve, these are old-fashioned principles. Yeah, let me tell you how far they go back. In the beginning. They're not old-fashioned. They're just principles that are unchanging. Kind of like this one. Spitting in the wind. Not a good idea. Tugging on Superman's cape. Bad idea. You know the song. Don't mess with Jim. Unless you slim and then he whips him. Just don't mess around with God's principles. But apply yourself in God's principles and let's see what happens. Amen, church? We're going to build this building for who? Yeah, that was awful weak. Who?
Children.
Guess what we got to do? Now, I heard some people I've been at. No, we got to give as we pray. See, now everybody gives me the spiritual answer. Let's pray. Let me tell you what. I ain't seen a prayer yet. I ain't seen the bank take a prayer yet. I've never called my banker and said, hey, I got a prayer for you. I don't go to the gas pumps and go, I'm just praying this will get further. But I asked God to give me one of them blessings. You know where he grew the bread? I just put my hand on it and I said, Lord, can you grow the mileage? Can you grow the mileage, Lord? You know what? Sometimes we just got to praise God we can pay it. Amen? Somebody asked me one day, well, what are we going to do if we get $15 a gallon gas? Let me help you. Walk. Hey, it's going to clear up a lot of money. Then there'll be no need for any diet programs. Then you won't have to worry about a lot of excess food because guess what? Guess what? You're going to walk it off. Here's what y'all don't realize. Watch, I'm going to blow y'all away. I am going to fry our congregation here on Mother's Day Sunday. Did you realize you can live as a human being without air conditioning? Young people, embrace yourself. You can go through a day without texting on a cell phone. I'm going to blow you young people away. I remember a time where parents didn't spend $39.95 a month for their children to have a phone on their side. This is how ancient I am, though. I remember when you used to take your finger and put it in a hole and dial a phone and not punch it. You remember that? You aging, brother. Some of you in this room remember this. Sarah, would you get me Bob down the road? Some of y'all remember that. Mr. Wilson, they still had that in Texas in the 60s, didn't they? Hey, Ethel, get Ralph down the road. Tell him to come up here and get his cows out of my yard. Hey, that was effective communication. Because Ralph was eavesdropping and he went up there and got his cows out. Here's what I'm telling you guys. If we stay dedicated, we stay faithful, we stay truthful, we stay passionate for Jesus, we'll get through. Isn't that what Samuel did? And it all started with his what? With his mama. Today, some of you need to ask Jesus Christ into your life. So I just came here because my mama wanted me to. Well, let me help your mama. Your mama wants you to be saved because your mama's real smart. And guess what she knows? She's not going to be here forever. Parents, I think we need to look at something in that text. You better have your kids faithful to God. Because guess what? I don't plan on being here as long as my children. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go on to heaven. I'm going to have run my race. I better have left something behind when I'm gone. And here's the number one thing I see that is imploding us as a nation. When you're irresponsible for about four generations in a row, you tend to start breeding irresponsibility. And so eventually, to heal the land, you got to repent. You got to say, Jesus, I'm sorry. We got to get back to being dedicated, to being truthful, to being faithful, and to being passionate about God's things. And it happens. Amen? Amen? So I'm proud of you guys doing it. I'm proud of y'all being faithful in prayer and in giving and in life and stepping up and making some things happen. Okay? Well, let's stand up. We're finished. You all did great today. Give yourselves a hand on your way up, because you did a great job. Come on, you got to get into it a little more than that. You listen well. All right, we won't have an altar call. And listen, I want us to pray right now. How many of y'all realize? Now, listen, I know y'all got mama, dad, you know, dinners and all these deals to go to. I want you to sit still for just a second. I want you to get focused. Because guess what? Somebody could get what right now? That's the most important thing that could go on in some mama's life right now. Amen? Watch this. The restaurant's going to be crowded, so you're in no hurry. I'd rather stand here and watch people get saved than I would stand there and watch people eat. All right, so let's look. You ready? Let's pray. Lord God, you've been beautiful all day. You always are. Now hear me. Am I talking to you today? Am I talking to you today? Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, the person today that needs to ask you into their life, you know. The people that need to ask you, you know. So tell him, Jesus, I know I've messed up. I know I've sinned. I want to ask you into my life. I want to tell you I'm sorry and I want to believe. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross. You've risen from the grave. Lord Jesus, come into my life. See what happens. And man, a lot of you guys, you know you're saved, but you've never been baptized. You've asked Jesus to come in your life. Well, guess what? It's time to step it up. That's part of being dedicated, doing what God says. That's part of being faithful. Jesus asked you to be baptized. Some of you need to come and do that today. Take care of that. Some of you need to just come pray over your children today. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you this much. A praying mama is undefeated. So keep praying and keep asking God to do great things. Let's open this altar up. And I just want to pray some things right now. Lord, may the hope of Jesus be in this place. May the truth of Jesus be in this place. May the dedication of Jesus be where? Here in this place. May the prayers of mothers that have been prayed over time be answered in this moment for some of them. In the name of Jesus, this altar is open. Come and pray. Holy Spirit, come and draw us to you. And God, give us the strength and hope of heaven. Come on, church. Don't stand there today on this Mother's Day. Come and give thanks. Come and thank God for what He's doing in your life, the lives around you. Come if you've never received Christ and receive Christ. Come and be baptized if you've never been baptized. Let God have this moment. Come on, church. Come on, church. Let Him have this moment. Come on.